Welcome to Connecting Pilgrims Through Compassion, a journey through my sculptures during the Jubilee 2025 in Rome. I'm Timothy Schmaltz, and it's a privilege to share this experience with you. Each of the sculptures we are going to visit have been placed in key locations across Rome to invite reflection, prayer, and action. Inspired by Hebrews 13:2 and Matthew 25, these works represent different acts of compassion, reminding us of God's mercy and justice in our daily lives. Now let's take a closer look at Angels Unawares. Do not neglect to show hospitality towards strangers, and thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Hebrews 13:2. This monument, 20 feet long, 3.5 tons, was requested by the Vatican, Cardinal Cerny, when the new Department of Migrants and Refugees opened up, asked me to create a brand new sculpture to give visual presence, visual awareness to the migrants, but not only today, but throughout the history of humankind. The sculpture, what I wanted to do, was give an authentic spiritual context for migrants today. The sculpture, as you can see, in the center has an angel, but because of the crowds and because of all the different people, you can only see the angel's wings. His body is obscured by the people. This is suggestive that these wings belong to all of the people on the ship and that we all are spiritual, and it is, in fact, our spiritual duty to be welcoming. What I wanted to do, first of all, was show authentically the human condition of migration. Cardinal Cerny always said to me that this is not a crisis. This is something humans have been doing and will be doing throughout our whole existence. People move. This sculpture represents this movement historically. From the ancient migrant to the people fleeing from World War II, all the way to today's contemporary migrants. This is a collage of all the different people, all the different historical periods of time that have experienced migration. Have 140 different figures within the sculpture because there's 140 different saints surrounding the colonnade here in St. Peter's Square. This has a connection, I think, not only to the location, but the spirituality of us all. The hope is that people will see themselves, their ancestors, their brothers, their sisters within this sculpture. In fact, any angle that you look at this sculpture, you will probably see someone from your group, your tribe within it, whether you're from Asia or Europe. The sculpture is indeed a collage of all the different faces of us all that have experienced migration. It's also a collage of different emotions, too. I didn't want this representation of angels unawares to be all happy. There are faces within here, mixed, that have sadness, the forlorn loneliness of leaving your hometown, the hope, the jubilation, the excitement of coming to a new place and starting a new life. All is represented within here, the despair, the joy, to give a real, authentic representation of the migrant experience. Most importantly, I think this sculpture shows that as like the angel is in the center of the sculpture, the spiritual has to be in the center of how we understand migration today. It's only understanding it is our spiritual duty, as the Bible says, as Hebrews 13 says, it is our spiritual duty to be welcoming. Do we understand how we should respond to the migrants today with love, kindness, and welcoming? One of the beautiful things about this sculpture, too, is how it is displayed. Unlike a lot of the sculptures in Rome, this one does not have a large pedestal that it has been placed on. In fact, the base is St. Peter's Square itself, the cobblestones. The idea was to almost have the cobblestones as like the sea, where the boat, the sculpture, is sailing towards St. Peter's Square. When Bernini first created the design of the colonnade for St. Peter's Square. The colonnade, almost like two outstretched arms, came into the square, welcoming people. And even in early times, this square was a tourist attraction, not only for Christians, but for people from all different religions and different faiths and different backgrounds. This sculpture, with figures, faces from all over the world, truly reflects that history of welcoming that is here in St. Peter's Square. One of the great things about visually translating scripture into sculpture is it allows people to touch the scripture. I hope that everyone can actually reach out and touch this sculpture, physically touch it. As you can see, there's one migrant, an African migrant, whose hand is reaching out that has now become shiny from people touching it. I like to think that the people that touch this hand are also, in a sense, being connected with the thousands of people that have been in St. Peter's Square that have touched it before. Dear brothers and sisters, our response to the challenges posed by contemporary migration can be summed up in four verbs: welcome, protect, promote, and integrate. If we put those four verbs into practice, we will help build the city of God and man. We will promote the integral human development of all people. Thank you for taking this moment to reflect with me. I hope this sculpture has sparked in you a deeper connection to the message of compassion that inspires my work. But this journey is not over yet. Each sculpture tells a different story, inviting us to see, feel, and live the Gospels in a new way. I encourage you to continue walking this path of reflection and discovery. Let's meet at the next stop. Be welcoming.